Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Carlton. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. And now, play ball. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Smith reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Smith steals third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg fires to first and picks off Guillen. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pryor moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols takes first base on ball 4. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-1 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pryor. Guillen moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a pop-up towards first. Balboni settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nichols strikes out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moorman moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Balboni moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston is called out on strikes. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sundberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0. White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols throws the ball into Hewlett, who tags Smith, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Motley now playing left field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran bunts towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Hewlett moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive to left field. Motley throws towards third. Pryor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pryor. Hewlett scores. Guillen moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Hal McRae. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Balboni strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.